This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state says a Denver nonprofit lost a major grant for what it calls ongoing performance issues. Urban Peak serves young people experiencing homelessness. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber has more.
The $500,000 grant went to Clinical Mental Health Services. And the loss last week came days after the nonprofit broke ground on a $37 million new building with expanded housing. The funding for the building is secure, but Urban Peak says it's still figuring out next steps. In the meantime, the state says the grant money will go toward other groups providing mental health care for unhoused youth in Denver, but it's not sure where yet. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
A health advocacy group gave Colorado mixed grades for its policies on tobacco. CPR's John Daly.
Tobacco use is the leading cause of preventable death and disease in America. It takes the lives of more than 5,000 Coloradans each year, according to the American Lung Association. In an annual report, the group credits Colorado voters for passing a ballot measure in 2020 that raises taxes on tobacco products over time. The group dinged the state after lawmakers failed to pass a bill to end the sale of all flavored tobacco products. In Colorado, 12% of adults smoke and 32% of high school students use tobacco, including vaping products. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Denver Center Theater Company has a world premiere of a play on Cuban and Colombian American culture. CPR's Eden Lane spoke to the director.
Laughs in Spanish is set in the Wynwood Art District of Miami during Art Basel, an annual art fair, and centers on three relationships. Director Lisa Portis.
There's a mother-daughter kind of rom-com, a couple who are about to become something much more, and Jenny and Mariana, who are long-lost college roommates who find one another again in the story.
The world premiere of Laughs in Spanish is part of the DCPA's Women Voices Fund and plays through March 12th. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.